Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
Do you really realize that the Lord loves you even when you mess up? And he's ready to forgive. And it's often we ourselves that have a hard time forgiving our own selves. Well, today I have Sarah Rejew with us. And she wrote this really cool book we're going to tell you about in a minute. She's a pastor's wife. They have five children. They live in Washington, D.C. So she has pretty much experience with raising children. She has an MDiv from the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and she's been writing series for children. And today we're going to talk about this little book called Coop Messes Up and the new series that she's just starting. So welcome her. If you have listened before, Sarah was on this show a couple years ago for a little book called Jesus Saves. And we got that book for our grandchildren, and it really is a good way to share with them Christ's love and his enduring salvation message that they can hold on to them all their life. So, Sarah, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Your new series, tell us about it, and the first book that just came off the press.
Yeah, it's called The Wheelies. So as you might gather from the name, it's about cars and specifically about a family of cars. And so the main character of the series is named Coop, and he's the youngest member of the family, and they all live together in Capital City. He's a little car, I think of a Mini Cooper. That's where he got his name from. He makes a lot of mistakes and learns a lot about God along the way also. He has four older siblings. So there's Nori, who's kind of a Volkswagen Beetle car who loves to have fun. Lucy is his sister, who's a police car and loves following the rules. Then there's a Jeep named Joy, who's his sister who loves being outside having adventures. There's James, the oldest brother, who's really dependable and hardworking. He's a pickup truck. And then the parents are Ma's a fire truck and Pop's is a garbage truck.
How cool is that? And how well do kids and also us adults, even though some of us are women, relate to trucks and cars? Yeah. How did you get that idea, Sarah, to use vehicles in your book as characters?
It's kind of funny, but my daughters used to kind of fight over who got to play with their oldest brother in the morning. And he loves cars and trucks. So his room is full of cars and trucks and all that. So they would come into his room and they'd play cars and trucks with him, and they would turn them into families. So they'd give each car a name and they'd have adventures. And so that was the thing that got me thinking about having a family of cars.
Great idea. And it's the new Wheelies series. What a great series name. How does this relate to your children? You have five children. Are they all boys, all girls?
We have two boys and three girls. So just like in the book, they definitely provided a lot of inspiration for the book. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun to even think with them and brainstorm with them about ideas of what could the stories be about, or how would you envision the illustrations to be for this page? And it's been really fun to get them involved in the process too.
What is your hope kids and or adults will take away from this first book, Coop Messes Up?
Yeah, I think lots of kids and grown-ups too live under the burden of thinking that we need to perform in order to be loved. And so my hope and prayer is that anybody who reads the book, whether it's kids or the parents who are reading with them or others who are reading it, will just come to know the God who loves them simply because he loves them, that he knew all the ways they would mess up even before they were born, And he loved them so much, he sent his son Jesus to obey perfectly for them, to die in their place and to be raised again so that they can be forgiven and find new life with him. So that's really the main goal of the book, is that unconditional love that God has for us, that people would come to understand that and believe in Christ himself.
As a pastor's wife, how do you share some of these same messages that you're putting in your books with others to help them see the same truths?
You know, I think there are so many opportunities in life. There are so many times that I've messed up myself and struggled to believe that God could actually forgive me. So I think a lot of my ability to care for others who are struggling in that way comes from having experienced it myself. So just reminding myself, reminding others again and again that God loves us because he loves us. It's not because we have done something in the past to earn his love and forgiveness, or that we need to do something now or in the future, but it's completely finished and done because of Christ's work on the cross for us.
And you've got some great illustrations to carry out your message.
Yeah, the illustrator is Tanya Rex, and she did just really a fantastic job with the book. So I'm really excited about, you know, it's not an easy thing to convey all kinds of different emotions on the face of cars, but she did really a great job. So we're really excited.
And she's born in Lithuania.
Yeah, the publisher connected us. And so, yeah, she's done a great job. Really thankful for her work.
This is a wonderful book to help children who seem to mess up more than others. But Sarah, what other tips do you have for a mom who has a child that seems to mess up more than other kids?
Yeah, I think there are lots of kids out there who can identify with Coop. And the first thing that would be helpful for parents is just to try to study their child and understand why they're messing up so much. So some kids might be deliberately disobeying, more of a high-handed kind of sin where they know the rules, but they're choosing to flagrantly disobey. Maybe their challenging authority might be more typical for them. So if that's the case, that child would probably need some clear boundaries and clear consequences that you follow through on. But she would also need a lot of encouragement and celebration when she chooses to obey. But you could also have kids who are messing up a lot who are more like Coop in this story. So maybe they get distracted. Maybe they're so focused on whatever they're playing with that they forget the rules. And so a kid like this might actually want to do better and be really discouraged by how often they mess up. So that child would need a lot of encouragement and support, maybe breaking down tasks into smaller parts with cues along the way to help remind them of how they can get from point A to point B.
Great advice from Sarah Reju, the author of Coop Messes Up. How can people get a copy of Coop Messes Up, Jesus Saves, and the other books that you've put out so far?
So they are available at all the normal booksellers, so christianbook.com, Amazon, all those normal spots where people go to get books. They can go to newgrowthpress.com.
And that's to find out about any of your books in your series.
Yes.
You got any more books coming down the pike in the Wheelies series?
We do, yeah. So the next book is due out hopefully in September, and that one is called Coop Helps Out. And in that story, Pops, who's the garbage truck, gets sick. Coop feels responsible. Coop learns what it means to be a humble servant like Pops, and in the process gets to know more about Jesus, who, of course, is the best servant who ever lived. And then the next book after that is called Coop Learns He Can. And that's a story focused on Coop and his sister Joy, who's the Jeep. They go on an outdoor adventure. Coop realizes he can't do all the really cool things that his sister can do. He gets really disappointed about that. But Joy ends up getting stuck, and Coop is able to rescue her precisely because of the way he was made. So through that, he learns what it means to be fearfully and wonderfully made by God.
Wow. Great way to illustrate scriptures through your books. Sarah Rejew is my guest. She and her husband live in Washington, D.C. He's a pastor. They have 5 children, and she writes great children's books. Sarah, again, how can people get copies of all of your books, including the new one, Coop Messes Up?
Yeah, the books are all available on Amazon, ChristianBook.com, NewGrowthPress.com website. That's the publisher's website. Any of those spots where people would normally get their books.
In closing, Sarah, do you have anything that you'd like to share with potential readers and family members?
I think for all of us to recognize and be okay with the fact that we're not perfect, that we are going to sin, we are going to mess up, and the Lord loves us so much. So when we seek His forgiveness, when we seek reconciliation, when we take ownership for our sin, we can find that forgiveness from the Lord that is just so freeing and wonderful, both in our relationship with Him and in our relationship with others.
And I've been giving a copy of Coop Messes Up to my grandson, whose last name has Coop in it, who's turning 6. I'm Judy Redlick. Sarah Rejew's been my guest. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Judy Redlick.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlick, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlick.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlick's website, email her at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.